And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jangler, who joins us. Coach, first off, congratulations on making the playoffs. I know that that is always a thrill and a sense of accomplishment, and I'm sure you're proud of what your kids have been able to accomplish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't expect us to at least have a home playoff game this year. You know, and the kids have just done great. And yeah, here we are in the playoffs again.
You mentioned playing at home, and I know that that's always big when you get a home playoff game, especially in the first round. And I know the way the communities of Callaway and Arnold rally around South Loup Athletics, I'm sure you're excited to be able to play on your home field.
Oh, yeah. It's the best thing, you know, especially against the opponent we have where, you know, they came up here the first time and now they have to come back, so that always works out well. You always want that first game to be a home playoff game.
Coach, what do you think have been the keys to developing South Loup into a playoff team through the course of the year?
Well, I think the main key is we stayed healthy. Mm. You know, we don't have very much depth at all. We just somehow have made it 8 games healthy, and I think that's the biggest thing.
I know that we have talked about this in the past, but from an execution standpoint, and I know we've talked about kids just being able to understand and recognizing things as the season goes along, have you seen a big improvement from that from week one to now in regards to the execution?
Well, for sure. You know, we tell them, you know, every game get better. Well, the first early in the season, we were not executing like we should have. And then each week it got better and better. And then last week we executed flawlessly. So that's what you want to have, you know, this time of year. Everything's starting to come together.
We hear the term identity thrown around in sports all the time. What's the identity of the team? If I were to ask you that question, Coach, and I guess I am asking it, what is the identity of the South Loup Bobcats?
Well, that's a tough question. I don't know, you know, we only play, you know, 8-9 players for the most part, so it's got to be, you know, teamwork.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they play both ways. They are on every special team. They never come off the field. You know, it's just hard-nosed kids that just keep fighting every play, every down. And, you know, as a team, I think that would probably be our identity.
Since you mentioned that, Coach, I know that in order to do that, you have to be in shape as an athlete, and I'm sure you're proud of the work that the kids have put into being able to go both ways like you've talked about.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, early in the year, you could tell they were not as in good. It's tough to get into game shape. You have to get games under your belt. And so as the season progressed, yeah, we have just gotten better and better and better at that, so. Yeah, I think we're in great shape right now.
Let's talk about your opponent, Perkins County. You mentioned it earlier in the interview. This is the second meeting between the two of you. Just talk about preparing for the rematch. Each of you have had the opportunity to see the other. Talk about the preparation for South Loup as you get ready for the playoff game.
Well, it's going to be a tough game. They kind of beat us, took it to us there in the first matchup. We missed some opportunities to have a chance at that game. So, you know, the kids are realizing that. We're going to try a few things, try to get them out of their base defense, show them some things they haven't seen. But the key comes down is we can stop their run. It's just a power run, high formation right at you. And if we did a decent job the first time around, so we're hoping we can do that again. But and then just take care of every other phase of the game we gave over. The first game we gave a opening kickoff return. We can't start in the hole already. So, yeah, we're working hard on all phases of the game to try to control it and then see what happens.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Congratulations again on making the playoffs, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Brent. Thanks for covering us.
Coach Matt Jangler joining us in our pregame show.